two methods, iti, iti, and neti, neti.
Huh.
So on one side, scriptures are telling us that we have to love everybody, we have to expand ourselves, see no bias. On the other side, we don't love anybody. Love, all we love is actually the Atman. Two different extremes.
Okay.
One side.
I get what you are aiming at. Now, these two words are used. Generally, it is believed that the devotees adopt the method of iti iti. Everything is the creation of God. And those who follow the path of knowledge, they emphasize neti neti. I have my own expression. The idea is there. First, we have to reach that goal. So what is that goal? That everything is Brahman. Sarvam kalvidam Brahma. So, neti neti. What is that neti neti? Two. As I said, my own expression. Keep it in mind. So, I love, supposing you love your children. So, then you have to find out, my love is very limited. Just as we saw it here. Why do you love? Because you expect happiness from them. That is, there is a problem with you. What is true love? You should not expect anything from anybody.
Yes.
The second is, what is it you are loving? You are loving, you say, my son. What is my son? The body and mind. Is that all? According to the scripture, he is none other than potential divinity, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to go, if you want to love, you will have to have imposed that idea. I'm not loving merely the body and mind of my son. I'm loving God manifest in him. So that is how neti neti is a methodology of expanding. That is, going beyond our limited concepts both about myself and the other person. And how does the other person expand? You can't go and take two pliers and pull. What you do is, as your understanding expands, the same person becomes expanded in your eyes. That's what Swami Vivekananda said, as man grows, God also grows. Okay? So, according to one view, this jnana marga is first we have to do. That is called sadhana. You see God in devotee's language, bhakti language. You have to see God everywhere, isn't it?
Yes.
Any love other than seeing God is only for bondage. But we are not talking about worldly love. We are talking about a spiritual seeker's love, isn't it? How to reconcile? That is why they have said, live as your prarabdha. Once you are married, you have to love each other. That is there, embedded in the seven vows. After marriage, they go round the fire seven times, promising Vishnu, we are co-pilgrims, so we will help each other, we will encourage each other, we will inspire each other, and then both of us want to reach Vaikuntha and be there with you. See, that should be kept in mind. But the priest mumbles something and we don't understand anything because the car has to start for honeymoon as soon as possible. So, after reaching the understanding that I am Brahman, what is the next vision? Everything is Brahman. That is called iti, iti. This is Brahman, this is Brahman, this is Brahman. As I said, this is one view we have to keep in mind.
Okay,
most people, they only follow traditional books and nothing goes inside their brains. So first comes jnana, then only comes preeti, preeti, love. That's a fact. So, but in general what we need to do, that iti iti means, in one meaning of the word, iti means limitation. So when I am perceiving an object, anything, So my view is limited. Iti. I should go beyond limitation. So neti, what I am seeing is not the final truth. I am only seeing one kosha. I am not seeing the other koshas. So both are involved. Emphasis is slightly different. You understand that? Jnana and bhakti are not opposite to each other. Both of them help a seeker in their own ways. Yeah.
Sure. Beautiful. Thanks, Maharaj. One more question.
Pranam, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, in this, like when we are looking at wife, children, friends, anyone, how do we look beyond the criticism or appreciations that sometimes are offered? And if we are looking at the criticisms or the negative things that are being said, we kind of tend to have the cloud of not loving.
Okay, I get the trend of what your question. So the thing is it ever possible not to criticize and live in this society?
No.
The thing is, the very word, usage of the word criticism is a one-sided, what is called loaded word. Suppose a teacher gives you advice, scolding you. Is it a criticism or is it a teaching to make you a better person?
Teaching to make me a better person.
So, what I wanted to convey to you, when society criticizes us, there are two types of persons. One person finds fault with you and wants to show to the whole world, I am better than you. The essence of anybody, the criticizer is, I am better than you. Okay? Because I don't have that fault. But if a person doesn't have that fault, then he is really a great person, but he is completely blind. Maybe he is having more of that same fault. In fact, the psychology is, if somebody doesn't have that fault, how does he recognize that fault with others? See the point?
Yes.
So, people are blind. So, two types of criticizers. Benevolent criticizer. Say, Ramakrishna criticizes somebody. Vaishnavas are one-sided people. So, they don't want to think about Shiva or somebody else. Is it a criticism or is it a correction?
Criticism.
Huh? And say Ramakrishna says that he doesn't criticize people. He's trying to find out. That's incomplete knowledge. You better yourself. Everybody is going towards God. Okay?
Yes.
In fact, he says, if you criticize Vishnu, being a devotee of Shiva, you are actually criticizing Shiva only.
Yes.
Vice versa. So, Sri Ramakrishna, when he says, what is his motive? To make himself better or to help the devotees?
Help devotees.
Right. So, especially, you may be referring to the family, if somebody criticizes you, but they are not wanting to hurt you, harm you, they think that your relationships would be better if you can somehow correct that fault. Remember,
okay.
Whether that you have that fault or not is another matter. One can perceive a fault without, when the person doesn't have any fault. You see?
Yes.
When a person orders you eat only this much food, I will not give you more food. That person may not be doing it out of what is called miserliness or greediness. He knows.
Yes.
If you take, in fact, every mother does it, isn't it?
Yes.
The child may not understand. The child is criticizing you. My dad is very bad. He doesn't allow me to eat all the chocolates that I want. So, if somebody criticizes you, first thing, don't react. You stop and say, is it true? If it is true, correct yourself. Be thankful for that person. Otherwise, you have to pay $150, $200 for the same advice from your psychiatrist. You don't know indirectly how much money you are saving if your wife or children criticize you. Okay?
Smart.
Secondly, if it is not true, then you will have to develop how not to be affected, because how many criticisms you are going to get to avoid in your life. If you can become immune, then you become the happiest person in the whole world. Okay?
Okay, Maharaj.
So, if it is true, correct yourself, become better person. Be thankful. If it is not true, you develop what is called forbearance. Sahanam sarvadukhanam apratikarapurvakam chintavilaparahitam. You read about it in the Vivek Chudamani, it comes.
Yes.
That is how we have to develop that quality. And don't stop criticism. Invite. That would be helpful. So this is a beautiful question, and all the time we have to face. You think monks do not face? We suffer in this Kashi, especially Kashi Vrindavana. You know what, Gopi?
Yes, Maharaj.
Many monkeys.
Yes, Maharaj.
Not only in monkey form, many other forms, they trouble us. So, if you go on caring, then you will not live your life.
Okay, yes, Maharaj.
That is called spiritual struggle, progress. If you cannot tolerate somebody criticizing you, then you will never progress 1 centimeter forward. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
All right.